நீங்கள் SPS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sps.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
Good morning, Kirtana.
Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Congratulations on being a finalist at the Art Gallery New South Wales Archibald Prize for this year.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
I could be wrong, but I think you are the first person of Tamil heritage to be in the finalist for Archibald Prize.
I'm not too sure, actually, of the statistics around that. That's a good question, but I'm not too sure of any other finalist with a Tamil background. I'm not too sure.
Talking about background, why don't we start with that? Can you tell us about your background?
Well, I was born in New Zealand, but my mother is from Bangalore, South India, and then she also grew up in Chennai. My father, I believe he was born in India, and then he grew up in Singapore, and then he moved back to India, and then they got together and came to New Zealand and had us.
And you are one of the triplets, I understand.
Yes, I'm the youngest of triplets. We're like 24 seconds apart.
C-section.
Yeah, so I mean, I think if it was a natural birth, I would be technically the oldest, but a C-section means it's the other way around, so I'm the youngest, yes.
How old were you when you moved to Australia?
I was around 13, turning 13 when we moved here.
Was art your major subject or you did something else?
Funny, I've always loved art, and that's something that felt very natural to me. But my father is an engineer, an aeronautical engineer, and he also really valued science and technology. So he kind of pushed for me to do biotechnology, to study biotechnology. So I was starting to head in that direction, but very soon discovered it wasn't for me. And art always found its way back into my life. And so that's when I pursued it, was in my mid-20s when I pursued my art degree, yes.
You are a therapist now?
Yes, I'm an art therapist and a counsellor. I mean, it felt like a logical progression for my arts degree. I've always used art therapeutically in my practice as a tool for healing, but also for activism. And so art therapy felt like it made sense. And it's a type of therapy that's relatively new in Australia. It's something that's existed, though, in First Nations cultures. It just wasn't called art therapy, and in ancient Eastern cultures as well. And it's pretty huge in the US and the UK. But here, it's relatively new. But essentially, you're using art and the materiality of art making and the process of it to connect yourself with yourself a little bit more closely. And to be able to express things that maybe you don't feel comfortable articulating in words, or that you're potentially not able to articulate in words because it could be too powerful and painful. So art is a way to then a soft entry into these conversations of trauma and of growth.
You mentioned that your father wanted you to pursue a career in one of the STEM fields.
Mm.
How did your parents react when you pursued your career in artistic side than the scientific side?
Yeah. Well, I think my parents always knew I'm kind of strong-headed and I end up making these decisions they sort of passionate about. And I think they always knew that I would end up doing what I wanted. But initially, of course, it's about stability, isn't it? It's about job security. It's about knowing that there is going to be something stable in the future in terms of work, and it's a progressive, evolving field. And I think that's sort of what I think a lot of Indian parents want for their kids, is just security. And so that's something that probably wasn't ideal for them when I said, I want to be an artist and pursue this. But I think they always knew that I was going to end up working in a creative field, because that's something I've always been very passionate about and expressed a lot.
In the submission for the Archibald Prize, it's a self-portrait. Mm-hmm. It's in a green suit. But you also say, my body is political. It holds multiple truths. I am at once femme, queer and brown. What does it all mean to you, and how does it relate to your immediate society and society at large?
Well, for me, when I say I'm queer and brown and that my body is political, I think what I'm saying is I was already born in the body of quote-unquote the other. and I'm not part of dominant culture. And so I've always had to navigate in spaces that were very heteronormative, that felt quite Eurocentric and white. And so that's something that I really speak through my art. Like, that's something that I really try and interrogate, is how my body navigates those spaces and what emerges within me when I navigate those spaces. And in terms of what this means with my immediate community and community at large, I think it's also within my culture, within South Asian culture, it's quite stigmatized. I think being queer and being open about it is not always celebrated or affirmed within my communities. And it can feel like you don't have really a community that understands. And so it can feel quite isolating sometimes. And so for me, what I've had to do was, you know, recently I was part of this event called Red Dot Revolt, and they're a South Asian collective where there's a lot of queer people there. And it was the first time I was able to really be part of a community where it intersected South Asian culture with queerness. And I've never seen that before. And for me, that was really powerful because it was such an affirming, validating space. And society at large, I mean, again, the dominant culture is white and mainly heteronormative and a patriarchal culture as well. And so I feel just being in my body and showing my body was a political statement, because especially in an institution like the Art Gallery of New South Wales and the Archibald, there's a history of a lot of the sitters were white cis men, and a lot of the painters are white. Even if they paint brown bodies, they're white artists themselves. And so it was really important for me to be able to question who authors the queer brown body, and to be able to participate in my own bodily history and in my own narrative.
This is SBS Tamil, the only media to broadcast throughout Australia in Tamil. We are listening to a conversation with New South Wales Art Gallery's Archibald finalists, Keerthana Selvaraj. What's the significance of the green suit?
It was funny, the green suit sort of emerged. It doesn't really exist, the green suit. That's something I imagined on my body and wanted to paint. I think there's a lot of symbolism with the colours that I chose. Green is about new beginnings, about the swelling of life, about healing, nature. And when I put that on, I started to imagine myself as this sort of divine being wearing this suit. And it was quite powerful as well because of the structure. It's quite a masculine, oversized structure. And it was another comment on my body and how I present myself and how my body is either seen or unseen and legitimized or unlegitimized. And wearing that suit sort of felt like I was wearing it quite subversively, because, again, a lot of the sitters in the Archibald in earlier years would wear these masculine suits, and there were these cis white men. And so it felt quite empowering to be able to wear, even if it was in my imagination, something that takes up so much space. And it felt really important that I saw myself like that instead of shrinking myself into a more feminine, palatable image, I suppose, of what is expected for my body.
You talk about the masculinity that the suit brings, but then you are wearing a puttu or a bindi or a red dot in your forehead.
Yes.
Is that to contrast and challenge the viewer?
Absolutely. Because, again, it's talking about me holding multiple truths and not being monolithic and having intersecting identities and holding that in my body all at once. And so that was a way to show that. And definitely there's contrast. There are things that work in harmony together. There are things that contrast with each other. But, again, it is really speaking to this idea of me being complex in my identity.
We were talking about your queerness.
Did you say queerness? Yeah. Yes.
How young were you, or how old were you when you came out?
Look, to myself, probably 15, and it took a bit longer to come out to others and people in my family. That took a longer time, and I think there are complications when it comes to my culture and what people are exposed to, I suppose, and the knowledges that they have about queerness. It's quite limited. So that took some time, yes. But to myself, I knew at quite a young age,
Looking at your Instagram, I'm not sure if it contains all your work, but all of it is portraits. Is that what you're comfortable working with, or do you do
I love painting the body, and you know, faces for me are really, I connect with faces, and I have always been that way. I definitely love to paint landscapes and nature, but there's something that always pulls me back to portraiture. And again, it is that Eurocentric history. Traditionally portrait painters were these white men, and the way they depicted brown bodies was like something to be studied. Look what we found, or something to be fetishized and exoticized, and all this stuff that felt really disempowering. And you know, when I was learning about art as well, it fortified this want to subvert that and disrupt that and challenge that. And so for me, oil painting and portraiture specifically felt just, I don't know, quite powerful for me to engage with. And also really important if I want to depict a body like mine, I feel like it should be done by a person who's like me, who might have a lived experience, who has that lens, that cultural lens, to be able to understand what it's like to be in a body like this. I definitely see myself expanding. I'll always use the body, whether that's inserting it into a landscape or trying to find interesting ways to talk about landscape as a body. I still think my focus is always going to be the body, and portraiture right now is what speaks the loudest to me, yeah.
Is there an artist that you look up to or are inspired by? Is there a style that you follow, or you are experimenting still?
I think Push Pamela, an amazing photographer in India, and she does these images, these anthropological type of images, where how the colonizers invaded India, and they would take these images of the people that lived there as if they were just these animals and something to be studied and dissected. And she sort of challenges that and also makes you feel, I think, and sit in that discomfort of what happened, especially if you're a white person looking at her images. But for me, I love her use of that kind of history and subverting that history and challenging that history. So she's definitely someone who I really admire. But also intellectuals and theorists and writers, I think, really impact my work because I visualize a lot of the things that they're saying, because I'm quite a visual person. If they present an idea that I think is really powerful, in my head, I imagine what that would look like visualized. And so Alok Vaid Menon, they are a gender nonconforming artist and activist and author, writer extraordinaire. And they really, really impacted me in terms of LGBTQ plus identity and who is really not being showcased and whose, I suppose, experience is being erased the most. And also connecting me to my own, because they're South Asian. And so connecting me, queerness and LGBTQ plus identity to South Asian culture was profound for me because I'd never really seen anyone speak about it like they did. And in terms of the style, I think I am experimenting, you know, it oscillates between realism, abstraction, expressionism. I think really it's about finding whatever style communicates what you want to say the best. And at the moment, I'm not settling just on one style, I think.
This year's Archibald Prize finalist has a portrait of another person of Tamil background. Chandini Raina McIntyre is the daughter of a famous theatre person, Ernest McIntyre, portrayed by Karen Black. Yeah. So I think they have come a long way, and wish you all the best in this and any future endeavours.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for those questions as well. I felt like I really got to explore some things with you, so thank you.
இது போன்ற மேலும் பல நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்க வேண்டுமா? ஆப்பிள் பாட்காஸ்ட், கூகுள் பாட்காஸ்ட், ஸ்பாட்டிஃபை என்று பாட்காஸ்ட் கிடைக்கும் பல வழிகளில் நீங்கள் நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்கலாம்.